It's Morning Becomes Eclectic at 89.9 KCRW. We're at Tequila Mockingbird Studios in Austin. We've been here for the last 3 days, had some great music in these studios. I'm happy to say that Lou Rhodes joins us. Welcome. Great to see you. Thanks for coming on our program.
Thanks, Nick.
Maybe I could get you to introduce the musicians we have in the studio with us.
Yeah, on guitar, I've got Stephen Jr.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And behind a barrage of barriers here on percussion and drums is Emma Ramazanalu.
I know, he's buried behind a whole bunch of baffles, I think they call them. Or, I don't know, bits of board and everything. It's all
he's
about getting...
He's also the producer of the album.
So. Oh, okay. So, well, listen, thanks so much to all of you for coming in. I'm going to duck out real quick, but you're going to play us a set of music, and then we'll come back and we'll have a conversation. Lou Rhodes is our guest on Morning Becomes Eclectic. We're in Texas.
Thank you. When you look at me, I'm as shaky as a leaf on a new tree. One look in your eyes, and you make me tremble. You have something real, or you take me to a place I've never been before. Ooh, the magic that we share. Oh, it makes me, hey. And when you hold my hand, oh, I could buzz with joy. Darling, understand, I never felt this way with any other boy. No, no. My whole world seems to shine on you. Always with me, my beloved one. And you touch me so deeply, I melt away. And you hold me so completely, I lose myself. You are my precious one, and since my life began, I've been waiting for you, angel. Something in your eyes, my heart recognized. Always with me, my beloved one. La, da, da, da. Always with me. can fly. But I want his wings. I can shine even in the darkness, but I crave the light that he brings. Revel in the songs that he sings, my angel Gabriel. I can love, but I need his heart. I am strong even on my own, but from him I never want to part. He's been there since the very start, my angel Gabriel. My angel Gabriel. Bless the day he came to be. Angels' wings carried him to me. Heavenly, I can fly. But I want his wings. I can shine even in the darkness, but I crave the light that he brings. Revel in the songs that he sings, my angel Gabriel. My angel Gabriel. My angel Gabriel.
It's Morning Becomes Eclectic at 89.9 KCRW. Our guest in studio this morning in Austin. We're here in Texas at South by Southwest, wrapping up our 3 days here at Tequila Mockingbird Studios. Lou Rhodes joins us. Thanks so much. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
And wrapping it up, I guess, with a song that gives me an opportunity to sort of launch into an interview. Thank you for doing that. The Lamb song, obviously, Gabriel, which got a lot of success for you guys. That song in particular, I think, when Lamb was making records, that was probably the best known song. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, it did seem to strike a chord with people.
And I know it's something that we played a lot in LA a few years ago, and we've played Lamb's music over the years, but there is a solo album now, and let's talk about the solo record. And first of all, you told me just before, when we met before we went on the air, that this is actually 2 years old, although it's just coming out in the States.
Yeah.
And let me give a quick plug for that. It's coming out on Cooking Vinyl on April 10th. So congratulations on getting it out. But when did you actually make this record, if it came out 2 years ago, and how did it come about? Obviously, Lamb sort of reached a place where it was perhaps time to move on?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I started writing the songs for Beloved One towards the end of playing with Lamb, and it was just a kind of metamorphosis going on, I suppose. You know, it was a gradual process, kind of. Lamb started to, I don't know, it just was, it started to feel to me that I just wanted to make acoustic music, and I think that was the main impetus, really. And so Beloved One was recorded in 2004, at Ridge Farm Studio, where I was living at the time. I had a bit of a tumultuous time in my life and kind of split up with the father of my kids and moved out to the countryside and wrote this album. So
wow, so you split up with your partner musically.
Yeah.
Split up with the father of your kids.
Yeah.
And and you're bunking in somebody's studio.
Well, no, it was a community. It was kind of a big old house, and the studio was in an old barn, 17th century barn.
Well, it sounds like obviously the right place to go to perhaps heal and sort of figure out exactly what you're going to do with your life. And these songs came out of that time,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Can you tell us about this collection of songs then? Because obviously, as you said, there's a lot going on in your life. You were clearly already working towards this type of music. Stripping it down a little bit more, perhaps. But tell us about these songs.
Well, I suppose they're a real mixture of songs. You know, in terms of the emotions that they convey, there's really, you know, there's real sadness in there, but there's also a lot of joy as well, because I suppose, although the beginning of somewhere in the middle of creating Beloved One was all this kind of these difficult things happening for me, it was also a time of kind of really finding myself again. And a lot of the songs on this album are about that as well, so I guess it's a kind of death and rebirth kind of thing. But I'm a Scorpio, so there you go.
Oh, okay.
That's what we do.
You have wild hair as well, right, Scorpios?
Wild hair.
I don't know. That's what I heard. Anyway, I lived in Woodstock for a while, so, you know, I've got all these astrological references. Well, obviously, the music then seems to have been something that sort of rooted you at this time. It's something that you could rely on, you know, when everything is changing around you. And I think, you know, most people by the time they get to 30 or perhaps a little bit older have had a couple of life changes, and we all go through this stuff. Was the music something that actually grounded you during this period of time?
God, yeah. It's just, yeah. I mean, it saved my life, I think. Not literally, but, you know, I think just when you're feeling, for me, music's a really cathartic process, you know, whether I'm happy or sad, I just channel it through the music. And that's really, I don't know what I'd do if I didn't do that, to be honest. I'd probably explode.
This album, as we said, is 2 years old. You're going to play some new songs for us in the next set. Tell us what's going on for you right now.
Yeah, well, I'm kind of sort of 3/4 of the way through writing the next album, which is penciled to be called Bloom. And it's kind of taking a slightly different direction, but all still very, very acoustic. So.
And are you just at South by Southwest, or you're actually doing some tour dates in the States right now as well?
Unfortunately, just South by Southwest just now, but we're really hoping to come back again and tour properly. I'm dying to tour again over here. It's been a long time.
Hopefully we'll see you in Los Angeles in the not-too-distant future.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay. I'm going to throw it back to you guys. Our guest is Lou Rhodes, and it's a live session on Morning Becomes Eclectic. We've got to keep an eye on time here. We've got about 20 minutes before we wrap it up, so I think we might get the whole set in. Yeah. And then we'll come back, and we'll give away some signed copies of Beloved One. It's Morning Becomes Eclectic, Lou Rhodes.
For every soul to hear, so simple that we forget and hide away instead. To feel like you fell from grace and lost your ever eternal. eternal face, the one before you were born, the one that you died for. Greatness in a speck of dust, every moment true. Heaven shines through all of us, there's nothing that we have to do. Man said to me, don't underrate simplicity. So I stripped my life away and try to live each day by day and fail each moment you. Though so hard I try, so many failings cloud my eye, and with troubled mind, a sense of peace so hard to find, to feel each moment you. Every Save me from all the hurt I could do. Save me, 'cause I'm lost and I need you. And face the world, but I something broke me down. Now I don't know which way to turn. Save me, I'm not the girl I used to be. Save me, 'cause I'm lost without you by me.
they say, protect yourself. I say, from what? They say, hold a little love inside. I say, but I wanna give all I got. They say, leave him and he'll come running. I say, how could I? They say, we're going drinking, are you coming? I say, I'd rather stay alone and cry. How can I forget you when you're so much a part of me? If love is a prison, well, they can throw away the key. They say he's not the one for you. I say they don't know. They say move on to pastures greener. I say to face this is to grow. How can I forget you when you're so much a part of me? If love is a prison, well, they can throw away the key. How can I forget you when you're so much a part of me? If love is a prison, well, they can throw away the key. Can I find your clothes and dress myself in them? Bro, can I find your clothes and dress myself in them? Bro, can I find your clothes and dress myself in them? Bro, can I find your clothes and dress myself in them? How can I forget you when you're so much a part of me? If love is a prison, well, they can throw away the key. Throw away, yeah, yeah. How can I forget you when you're so much a part of me? Love is a prison, well, they can throw away the key. Throw away, throw away, throw away. Can I find your clothes and dress myself in them? Bro, can I find your clothes and dress myself in them? Bro, can I find your clothes and dress myself in them?
broken, I find your clothes and dress myself in them.
Morning Becomes Eclectic, 89.9 KCRW, as we wrap up our stay in Texas, at least in the studios here at Tequila Mockingbird. Our guest this morning, Lou Rhodes, so good to meet you. Thank you for coming in and performing for us.
Thanks a lot for having us in.
And thanks, obviously, to the guys in the studio with you as well, Stephen and Emery, right?
Yeah.
All right. We got some giveaways to do. We got a lot of thank yous to get to as well. So I'm going to do this just before we jump out of here, if you can just bear with me for a minute, okay? Five copies right now of Lou Rhodes' Beloved One for our subscribers. We're going to get her to sign them before she leaves. If you've not won anything from us in the last 90 days, call us with your member number at 877-600-KCRW. That's 877-600-5279. CDs available to our subscribers only, and it is first come, first served. My thanks to Lou Rhodes, to Gordon Biggins, to Jeremy Morrison at Cooking Vinyl Records. A reminder, by the way, that Lou's CD will be released by Cooking Vinyl domestically April 10th. Thanks to Matt Ludwig, engineering at Tequila this morning. Mario Diaz, our engineer. Thank you, Mario. Over and above the call of duty the last 3 days here in Austin. Phoebe Zimmerman was our board up back in the station in Los Angeles. Marion Hodges, our production assistant. Special thanks to Wally Williams, Alice Safer, Marty Lester, the staff at Tequila. Thank you, guys. Rachel Reynolds, our publicity, music publicity director, did a great job out here. Ariana Morgenstern produces our program. This is subscriber-supported, 89.9 KCRW Santa Monica, KCRI Indio Palm Springs, KCRU Oxnard Ventura, KCRY Mojave Antelope Valley, handpicked music and NPR news, streaming and podcasting at KCRW.com. We are a community service of Santa Monica College. As we head to the top of the hour, I want to remind you that when we go off the air on the simulcast, if you want to go to check out some more music, our music channel will feature a new edition of New Ground and a live performance with Thomas Dibdahl recorded here yesterday. That's at KCRW.com coming up at 12 noon. Our program is archived online until the next one airs at KCRW.com. And Morning Becomes Eclectic airs Monday through Friday in Los Angeles from 9 a.m. until 12 noon at 89.9 KCRW. I think I did it all. Thanks so much. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
And we'll be back in Los Angeles next week. I'm actually going to take a couple of days off and go see my mom. But I'll be back on Wednesday, so we'll see you in L.A. next week.